Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 12th chapter. Then a demon-oppressed man who was blind and mute was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebul, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods, unless he first binds the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak, for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Samuel Wergo from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harold, Texas, and Trinity Lutheran Church in Iowa Park, Texas.
There are questions that are addressed to the baptismal candidate before he or she is baptized. They include, do you renounce the devil? Do you renounce all his works? Do you renounce all his ways? And they're answered in the affirmative, yes. They're then asked again when the baptized later makes a confession of his or her faith in the rite of confirmation. Now, this is nothing new, but ponder for a minute what this means. Now, it's true that in baptism you're made a child of God and part of the family of God, but that also means that you are put at odds with that devil that you renounce, and all his works and all his ways. You are put at odds with the world and with your own sinful nature. This is no small matter. It should never be considered such. It's serious business. And it's necessary business. For our Lord teaches that Satan cannot be set against Satan, and you're either with him or with Christ. This is hardly the religious plurality or religious indifference that you'll find in the world. No, for Jesus, you are either a member of the household and family of God or you belong to the devil. And make no mistake about it. Being part of the family of God puts you at odds also with the world, with your own sinful nature, even as it puts you at odds with the prince of this world, the devil. So return again to those questions for the baptismal candidate. Don't take those promises lightly, for you or for your children. And more than that, acknowledge where you have failed. Failed to live as a child of God, and repent. Confess your sins. Do not despair. Baptism is more than a pledge. It's more than a promise that you give. Yes, it puts you at odds with the devil, but it also places you into the family of God, makes you an heir of the promise in which Christ is now on your side. Yes, that same Christ who healed the sick, that same Christ who cast out demons. It is Christ who sets himself against the devil on our behalf. The Son of Man came, the incarnate Son of God, conceived and born of the woman, and it is he who binds the strong man, the devil, because he is the stronger man, God. And yet he binds the strong man, not by any force or might that we would imagine, but it is he himself, the Christ, who binds himself to our sins and to the death that we deserve. And it's by that, by taking our sins to the cross and shedding his blood, that Christ binds the strong man, that he defeats the devil, that he releases us from the bondage of sin and death. In his death, he breaks the bonds of death that held us, and he binds the strong man, the devil. He plunders his goods. He atones for the sins of the world, and he removes the condemnation of the law and the fear of death that held us. Now, the world may not believe this. The sad reality is that many have and do blaspheme the Holy Spirit. They call what is holy evil, and they cast aside God and his grace. And in that there cannot be forgiveness apart from Christ, apart from the Holy Spirit. But don't lose heart. Don't fear that you have blasphemed in such a way. In fact, never rely on your own works or merit or worthiness for your forgiveness. But hold firm to the promise, that promise given and fulfilled in Christ, given to you in your baptism and continually delivered to you by his word of the gospel. Receive his gifts, the forgivenesses of sins, and do it often, for you need it more than you can ever understand. Hear that gospel preached, receive the sacrament of his body and blood, hear his forgiveness proclaimed and given to you, for you are in his family. You do the will of God. You are at odds with the devil and his lot, but you're safe in the sure and certain hope of everlasting life, and in that forgiveness, life, and salvation that you receive from Christ, the one who healed the sick, who cast out demons. By his grace, we are being renewed day by day, for the gospel is daily bringing us into his presence, not for punishment, but for an eternal weight of glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Samuel Wiergo from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harold, Texas, and Trinity Lutheran Church in Iowa Park, Texas, for today's meditation on God's Word.